I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, this week there was some pretty big news. I guess it was last week, technically, at this point, where Lane Kiffin bolted from Ole Miss, not mid-season, but at least during the season, to go to LSU. One of the first times, I think, in recent memory, if at all, that we've seen this happen, at least in such a high-profile fashion. Joining us now from AL.com is Nick Kelly. Nick covers Alabama for the SEC. He is for the paper, I should say. He is also the 2024 NSMA award winner for Alabama Sports Writer of the Year. He is also a Minnesota native, and I think I've known you since you were in high school. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, I think we met when I was about 16 or so. It's crazy. It's been about a decade.
Congratulations on all your success. I couldn't be happier for you, and I was so excited for the opportunity to chat with you tonight about this. And I know that you're on the outside of this being in Alabama, but the SEC is the SEC. I've lived down there for a while, covered football down there in a while. It's everywhere. What does this mean? What kind of implications are there to this when a coach leaves before the bowl game, before the season's even over, when his team is in the hunt for a national championship?
Yeah, it really is nuts. And even for Lane Kiffin, who has had some wild exits, I mean, that to me, even by his standards, this is up there. Because, I mean, Alabama, he got essentially fired before the end of the season, before he left for the Florida Atlantic job, right before the national championship game, because Nick Saban didn't feel like he was essentially meeting the standard that needed to be met in that job as OC. So you have that exit. You have the USC exit. You have, he was fired at USC, but you have the Tennessee exit after one season. So this is who Lane is. I mean, he just leaves in a very chaotic fashion. So I don't know if you can say this is a starting of a trend. It is something fascinating with the current calendar to see if that's impacting coaching decisions like this. But I don't know that we're going to see a bunch of this considering Lane Kiffin's 1-1.
This is just a Lane Kiffin thing. And you mentioned this, that his track record is at least in terms of like loyalty is not great. This has been Lane Kiffin. So why does he keep getting more chances? Obviously, he's successful for the most part where he goes, but not everywhere where he goes. So how does he continue to keep moving along like he has?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was the hot commodity in this cycle. I mean, he was at target number one for Florida and LSU. And I think that just made him a guy that, of course, when other people are pursuing a candidate or could compare it to like dating as well. If other people are pursuing someone in the school, like it makes them more attractive kind of thing. There's some similarities that way. And yeah, I think that people know they're signing up for a wild experience. And even I think some LSU fans are knowing that maybe Lane will do this for them someday too, but I think you're willing to take that risk and take that messy exit for some really good football and just some good coaching from Lane. So, yeah, I think there's some schools that aren't willing to essentially get on the Lane train and get that experience, but some schools are, and LSU is clearly down for that experience.
Nick Kelly from AL.com joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. By the way, I love the Lane train. I don't know if that's trademarked, but
that's
is
not mine.
Good. That's good. In terms of the college calendar, it this time does make sense, and I know they landed some big recruits as soon as he starts to go there. Does that factor into this? Did LSU want him in there so that they could try to sign some of these names that they're looking for, getting close to National Signing Day, which I believe was just this week?
Yeah, I mean, the early signing day now that's in December, I mean, that essentially moves up the need to hire a coach. I mean, Penn State looks like they're just hiring Matt Campbell, according to several reports. But most coaches, they got into place before Wednesday because you needed to have someone to show that, hey, we have a coach, we have someone for you to sign with. And so, yeah, it was part of that timing. And that's what makes it unfortunate, I think, for Lane, because he did want to still coach the team in the playoff. And no doubt about it, just LSU or Ole Miss was essentially like, hey, we appreciate what you've done, but you can't stay here. You're going to a rival. So it was a tricky and sticky situation, frankly. But, yeah, I do think that because of the calendar right now, a lot of coaches are advocating, and you just hear people in the industry saying that they need to get to some kind of NFL-type calendar because mm-hmm. you can avoid things like this, or you can avoid guys trying to go in the portal. I mean, they pushed the portal window back, but I think that they would like to have a similar setup where – you have free agency, you have the, at the end of the season, coaches are leaving or they might go somewhere else. So I think that it would be wise to maybe figure out a schedule like that, but I just don't know how feasible that is because of academics.
What makes LSU that much of a, I guess I'd say more attractive job? I worked down there in Louisiana for 4 years, and I know what the culture is like. But Ole Miss is—it's not like Ole Miss is a second-tiered school. But what is it for people that don't understand the SEC and just how the hierarchy shakes out? What is it that makes LSU a job that you would leave Ole Miss for, other than money?
Yeah, I mean, you have tons of resources because it wasn't a money thing. I mean, I think Ole Miss was going to match what Lane was going to get anywhere else. But you are going to a place that has won national championships, has the resources. They're also, they don't have another big school in the state that they're competing with for recruits. So you have a ripe recruiting just realm or space to go get guys from, because Louisiana produces a lot of talented players. So you have access to that. You have some very affluent and just very excited boosters that can fund a lot of what you need. And I mean, heck, the governor for Louisiana was involving himself in this, and he was saying things publicly. And so, I mean, it really is next level. So it really is one of those unique jobs in the sport that, if you get a chance to do it, you want to go do it if you can.
That's one of the things I love about the South at SEC football is to recruit in an LSU, Louisiana, Texas, not as much as it used to be, but Ole Miss, Alabama, where you are. I mean, you don't have to, and I always said this about Nick Saban, whether he was at LSU or Alabama, there's not a whole lot of convincing if Nick Saban at Alabama or whoever is the head coach at that time walks into your room and says, hey, do you want to come to Alabama? I mean, every kid in Alabama wants to play for Alabama, right?
Yeah, well, the people in the southeast part of Alabama would argue Auburn's there as well. But, yes, a lot of
that's a good point. I didn't think about Auburn. Good point.
A lot of there's kind of one pro team, there's kind of one college team in the state, and I'll leave it at that. But it is nuts. And for myself, someone who grew up in Lakeville, like, you just don't fully appreciate the college football culture until you come down here and you live in it. And I'm now married to a Birmingham native, and just all they've helped indoctrinate me into that culture. And it really, the tagline, the cheesy tagline is it just means more, but it really does. And all you have to do is look at a coaching search, or heck, when a coach gets a job in the SEC, a lot of times people are packing like the airport. They're like right over the other side of the fence at the tarmac to try to meet the new coach. Like, it's nuts. But it's so fun, so much fun. If you love college football, and I truly love it. And you just can't help but shake your head sometimes at how passionate people are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I only got to go to Tiger Stadium one time in Baton Rouge when Louisiana Tech was nice enough to donate a team to go down and get waxed by, I believe it was Nick Saban, actually, in LSU, and I think they were up 50 at halftime. But you haven't truly experienced it until you see one of those stadiums packed like that. I mean, is there a better atmosphere in any sport than tailgating in the SEC?
Oh, it's awesome. And LSU is one of the best. I mean, people there, all sorts of good food, Cajun food. And the other thing, too, I mean, they literally have a live tiger right across from the stadium in a habitat. And the last, when I was there last season for the LSU Bama game, they brought some tiger onto the field. Now, I mean, he's in a cage. And the folks at PETA were not too happy about it. But they used to have one every single game. Like, they don't do that anymore. I think they just occasionally do it for special occasions. But, it's something else, that's for sure.
Well, Nick, tell everybody, because I hope maybe you have some family listening, because I know you started here. But for our listening audience that are not familiar with your trajectory and rise to stardom, so you went to Lakeville High School, right, north or south?
Lakeville North. I was a Lakeville North grad, 2016. Okay. So
that's right. And then you did not decide to go to Syracuse, as much as I tried to tell you should. You went to Mizzou instead.
I thought about it for you, Dave, but unfortunately, I didn't get the Dave Schwartz scholarship from Syracuse, so that was the hangout for me. So
they actually take your money if you get that anyway. So tell me about your career. Tell us about your career path, where you've been.
Yeah, so I was at the Tuscaloosa News, just got a job, came down here, and so I went to Missouri before that, and then came down here, and I did some stuff for the Star Tribune before that, but then came down here, and then I essentially worked for what's now the Birmingham News, just AL.com is the name for it now, and I've absolutely loved it, and met my wife, and it's been great, and it is fun because I was thinking back to when you asked me to come on. Literally the first ever radio hit I did when I was, I think, 17, was the radio rally, or I forget the name of it, with Steve Thompson for high school sports, where I'd go cover a game, and he'd have me on for like 2-3 minutes, and I was so nervous, and it was a great experience, a great way to break in, so really fun to full circle be on this air, and then also to be talking to you, considering I think I came to Care 11 to shadow you at one point. When I was in high school, and then you also at the state fair, you had me and my family on the air, and I thought that was a blast, and you were great. So really, really special to be on with you tonight.
Well, it's special for me too. I wish you all the continued success, which I know you'll have, and I'm so great to have you on, and so nice to catch up. And I know that marrying an Alabama girl and being down there, you're not going to leave, so that's okay. But I wish you all the success, and I look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Dave. More than anything, though, I don't have to shovel down in Alabama. And if I do, you don't have to leave the house. Like, people shut everything down. So that sold me more than anything.
I've done it twice this week, so I don't blame you. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Dave. Good talking to you, too.
Nick Kelly from AL.com weighing in on the Lane Kiffin situation. Certainly an interesting one. We'll take a break, come back. I believe we're going to do the bite of the night, I think. Right, Jonathan?
We haven't looked up any bites today, so no bite of the night tonight.
That's okay. We'll talk about something. I'm sure we'll have some texts. We'll get around it in a little bit. You're listening to CCO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.